Bayern Munich have confirmed that former Borussia Mönchengladbach and RB Leipzig sporting director Max Eberl will take over as the board member for sport in a boardroom shakeup. Bayern are set to pay a compensation fee of 4.5 million euros to Leipzig, where he remained under contract despite being relieved of his duties. In hindsight, it's a move that seems to have been coming for quite some time. I spent my entire childhood and youth at Bayern and in Munich, so it's something special for me to return in a new role to the club where it all began, Eberl explained. Together with everyone here, I want to do everything I can to ensure that Bayern continues to be successful in the future and brings joy to its fans. Even years before he stepped down as managing director of sport at Mönchengladbach, Eberl's name seemed to come up in the media whenever a change in the hierarchy was in the air at his boyhood club, Bayern. However, in public, he would consistently profess his loyalty to the club where the former defender finished his Bundesliga playing career. Eberl had taken a club that had become a perennial relegation candidate, occasionally dropping down into Bundesliga 2, into a perennial candidate for Europe. That included their first appearance in the Champions League. It was this success that will have drawn the attention of Bayern's board, but until now, nothing had come of it. Now though, it will be very much a homecoming for Eberl, who made his debut as a player in the Bundesliga for Bayern after playing all of his youth football at the club. That match, a 3-2 defeat in Stuttgart, would be Eberl's last in the Bundesliga for Bayern. However, he did go on to make over 200 appearances, split almost evenly between the Bundesliga and the second division for Bochum, Greuther Fürth, and Mönchengladbach. At Gladbach, he would stay after hanging up his boots, rapidly climbing up the management ladder. He first joined the front office as a youth coordinator at the club in 2005, before gaining promotion to sporting director 3 years later. He rose to the post of managing director of sport. It was in this position that he would really put his stamp on the club. With Gladbach in danger of relegation, Eberl replaced head coach Michael Frontzek with then little-known Swiss coach Lucien Favre, who managed to save the club from the drop by finishing 16th and beating Bochum in the relegation playoff. This marked the beginning of Gladbach's most successful era since the legendary foals of the 5 Bundesliga titles, a German Cup, and 2 UEFA Cups. In addition to Champions League qualification, the team made 2 appearances in the Europa League. It was also during this era that Eberl oversaw the signings of a number of youngsters who would go on to international stardom, including Germany goalkeeper Marc-Andre ter Stegen, who moved to Barcelona, and Switzerland midfielder Granit Xhaka, who returned to the Bundesliga with Leverkusen following several campaigns at Arsenal. However, the Eberl era came to an abrupt end. Eberl announced that he was stepping down from his post at Gladbach due to exhaustion. "I have to draw a line. I have to get out. I have to take care of the human being," a tearful Eberl said. Formally, his contract in Mönchengladbach was terminated. In a move that surprised many, Eberl was back, not at a venerable old club such as Gladbach, but at relative newcomers RB Leipzig, reviled by fans who object to what they see as a single concern, in this case Red Bull, bankrolling Bundesliga's success. There, he was reunited with head coach Marco Rose, who he had brought to Gladbach. Rose, with Eberl as his managing director, led RB Leipzig to German Cup glory. However, Eberl's stay at RB was cut short a few months later. Shortly before RB Leipzig were to face Bayern, the club's management announced that it was parting ways with its managing director of sport. The reason RB Leipzig's management gave for the decision was a lack of commitment to the club. This came amid speculation that he had secretly been in talks with Bayern, who had been without a board member for sport since sacking Hasan Salihamidzic last May. Christoph Freund had been brought in as sporting director, yet the Bavarians wanted a football-savvy executive above him on the board too. But Bayern being behind Eberl leaving Leipzig was categorically ruled out by the club's president, Herbert Hainer. The exit of Max Eberl from RB Leipzig has absolutely nothing to do with Bayern Munich, he said. A lot can change in the space of 4 months. Remember to follow Golia. If you enjoyed the episode, tap the love heart and share it with a loved one. You can always comment on the episode via Spotify mobile app by replying to the episode question. Your comment will get pinned to the episode for everyone on Spotify mobile app to read and react to it.